Bibles, again, turn with me to Matthew chapter 5. I wanted to just add some things to this morning's message that I ran out of time to do. And as Jesus is speaking to the multitudes and talking about marks of the kingdom, and one of the marks that he's dealing with to begin with is, what do our lives need to look like? This morning we talked about that he speaks that we need to understand that the sins that we do and commit begin in our heart. God knows this. He deals with our hearts. Jesus came to go to the cross to take away our sins and to give us a new heart and a new life, that we would perceive things differently, live differently because of our love for him. This morning we were looking at that the center of our relationship with him needs to be our love for him. And this afternoon I just wanted to continue along those, finish up with six things that I want us to look at just briefly that are marks of, that show that we love the Lord and that we truly are walking with him and that we care and love for him. To begin with, let's just bow in prayer. Lord, I pray that you'd speak to us through your word this afternoon. And Father, as we really looking at John on Wednesday, 1 John on Wednesday nights, where he's talking about the importance of loving you, and then looking at your words where you're telling us to deal with our hearts, and that our real problems are heart attitudes. And even as believers, we can fall into sin. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to look to you and understand the depth of love that we are to have for you because of what you loved us first. Lord, now I pray that you'd speak to us through your word this afternoon and touch our hearts as we look at these characteristics that should mark our life. This we'd ask in Jesus' name. Amen. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 and 24, Jesus said, "Therefore, if thou wilt bring a gift to the altar, and thou rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there the gift before the altar, and go thy way. First, be reconciled with thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift." He's talking about the importance of coming with a proper heart and dealing with our sin before we come to worship the Lord. And we talked this morning that one of the marks of worship is that we understand the depth of Christ's love for us, and in turn, we possess this type of love. And Jesus is speaking of this love, which is should be revealed in our life. And we saw this morning it should result in us being willing to forgive those who have wronged us. And also, it should mark the way that we live our lives in loving Christ and in living our lives to serve him. Now, there's... what are some of the marks of love? And I just wanted to briefly put these kind of as an addenda to this morning's sermon, is really what are marks of love in our life, just to help us to understand as we see how our lives should be transformed by the power of God's Spirit, as Jesus has given us his Spirit after he's redeemed us through his blood, and that his Spirit indwells us that we may show forth the love of Christ. The first thing I want you to see is that a mark of the love that we have for Jesus is that we think about him. We think about the Lord. Do you think about the Lord and the what he has done for you, who he is, how that you should serve him, and are your thoughts about him? You know, when we many of you are about my age, and it's been many years since you had met your husbands and first met them, or your wives. But one of the things you did is when you first met them, you thought about them all the time, because you truly wanted to think about them and to be with them, and they meant a lot to you. Well, that's what the Lord should be with us too. The Lord should mean more than any person in our lives. And so our thought should be with the Lord. Do we think about the Lord during the day? Do we think about the Lord when we're working? The Apostle Paul, he made an amazing statement. He said that we should be continually in an attitude of prayer. Well, what is prayer? Prayer is communication with God. Well, how do you communicate with God unless you're thinking about the Lord and thinking about what God, how God can help you in situations, how He can overcome problems in your life, and how you can serve and honor and worship Him. Jesus, when He gave us the example, gave the disciples the example how to pray, it begins with remembering and praising the Lord. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Remembering God, remembering His character, remembering who He is, and praising Him for that. So our thoughts need to be with the Lord. So the first thing is that we should be, marks of our love for Christ should center on the fact that we think about the Lord, and it's more than just a fleeting thought, but it's there with us all the time, as it was with the Apostle Paul. Secondly, that I can read my notes. Okay, the second thing is that we truly care about Him. Truly care about Him. In the sense that we care about how is God's character being uplifted by our lives, and do we really care about what others perceive and think of the Lord? And when we see God's name that's not being uplifted the way it should be, do we care? Do we really care? Do the things that God loves, do we love? And do we care about Him? Again, if you say that you love a person, you're going to care about what that person thinks of you, and you're going to care about what other people think of that person. And if you hear that people saying something that's not true about that person, you're going to come to their defense. But how many of us come to God's defense when people mock and ridicule Him? And how many of us really uplift the character of the Lord before the world? Or do we kind of go into the background and don't say anything when people would speak against Christ? Do we really care about what people think about God? Do we care about the Lord? The third thing, do we really... I really wrote this bad. I can't read my own writing. It's really bad. I'll go to the fourth, and I'll come back to the third if I can read it. The fourth thing is that we truly desire to please Him. We truly desire to please Him. If we really love the Lord, we're going to want to please Him. We're going to want to do that which that the Lord wants us to do. You know, this morning I talked about people that had showed their love for the Lord by giving up things that the world would say, well, why were they so foolish to give up that career or to give up that position or to give up that authority to become a missionary or to go into the work of the Lord or to do things for Christ. Well, we desire to do what pleases God. Not only what pleases Him with our lives and our life what we do with our lives, but also on a day-to-day basis by walking in obedience to Him. And we're going to be getting into that later on in Matthew's Gospel, or Matthew's Gospel in chapter 5, where the Lord is talking about what is it really the mark of being part of the kingdom of God, and that is you want to please God by doing that which is true, by doing that which is pure, by doing that which is holy, by doing that which is just, and not being concerned about your own lusts and desires, but crying out to God that He would help you to set those aside and He'd give you victory over your sin, that you in turn can please Him with all that you do. The next thing that we like, that we will not only love the Lord, but we will love the things that God loves. You know, it's interesting. I don't know how many people I've talked to recently, but it seems like it's getting to be more and more that really don't like Israel. And they think that the church is Israel and that the Jews are really, there's nothing special about the Jews. Yet we see in the scripture, all the way through the book of Revelation, that God has a special place for the Jewish people. and that there's specific promises that have been given to the physical descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that we are called to love those that God loves. And so we should love the Jewish people. And we should pray for the salvation of the Jewish people. And we should understand that really one of the barometers of the, where we are in God's plan for history is to examine the nation of Israel and see what's happening there. As we look at what's happening in Israel today, we can see that the last of the last days are approaching very quickly as you see nations aligning against Israel, just like the Bible said that never occurred before. Well, we shouldn't be against Israel and saying, oh, they're really wrong in all this. It doesn't mean that the nation of Israel is perfect in everything they do, but it does mean that we are to be supportive and we're to love and care for those that God loves. Likewise, the church, other Christians. Do you love and are you concerned about your brothers and sisters in the Lord? And do you pray for one another? And do we pray for their needs? And do we pray that God will work in their hearts and lives and that God will help them? Do we truly love those who love Him and whom He loves? The next thing, we are to be concerned about His name and His honor. I mentioned that a little earlier, but we truly are to be concerned about His name and His honor. It's not about us, it's about Him, exalting His name. We were redeemed and saved that we might glorify Him. And that we might reveal to the world this Redeemer who has come to save us. The next thing is, I thought this was what it was, but I couldn't read it, but it does, it is. We are to read about Him. And really, we are to read about Him in His Word. If we truly love Him, we're to read about Him. Remember the times that you used to wait for the letters from your husband or wife, girlfriend or boyfriend, when they were away from you? And you'd get that letter and you just want to read about it because you want to read what's happening in their life. What are they doing? What's going on? And or if maybe if you have a son or a daughter and you wait to hear get a letter from them. Well, you know something? God's given us a letter that talks all about Him and reveals Himself to us, and that's the Scriptures. And we should have a hunger and a desire and a thirst to read about Him that we may know more about Him. If we truly love Him, we want to know more about Him. We want to understand Him more. We want to know who He is. We want to know more about His character. And we want to know more about how He reveals Himself to us. And that is done in His Word. So we should desire to read more about Him. The next thing, we should desire to be like Him in our character and all that we do. If we truly love the Lord, we should desire to reflect His character in our lives. And we should desire to work and walk with Him. And Jesus said that He's in the process of sanctifying us. And His Word tells us that we're being conformed to His image, and we should desire to do this if we truly love Him, to be conformed to His image, to bring glory to His name. And finally, the last is that we like to be with Him. Truly, if we love the Lord, we're going to want to be with Him. We're going to want to spend time with Him. If you say that you love someone and then you'd go through this list and say, well, I wouldn't really do that. Just take a quick look at this and say, would you say a person would really love somebody if they said, well, they never think about that person. He's never on their mind. They never really want them to come to mind at all. And when somebody mentions them, it's kind of, it's no big deal. You'd say, boy, that's something wrong there. If that person would never want to talk about them and never care about them, never be concerned about them, and say, I really love that person, but I really am not concerned about them at all, we'd say, something's really wrong. If they never wanted, if they got if the person, if the one they said they loved and cared for was gone, and they got a mail from them, and they said, oh, mail from him, and threw it in the garbage can or didn't want to read it, you'd say, that person's really, there's no love there. Likewise, if the one that they said they loved came and they needed something to be done, and you'd say, well, I don't really care about him. I don't really want to please him or her. I don't really care what their needs are. I'm not going to do that for them. You'd say, what kind of love is that? Then if you take those that person liked and you didn't want to spend any time with them, and you wanted to make sure that if someone that they really cared about was coming over, that you were gone, and you didn't want to spend any time with the one, the friends of those that you cared for, you'd say something was wrong. And then finally, then also, if we were concerned about, if we weren't concerned about their name and what people thought of them, we weren't concerned about their honor, weren't concerned about what people that people were telling things that weren't true about them, and yet we say, I really love and care for that person, you'd say something's really wrong. And finally, if you have said somebody that didn't want to be with them at all, but I really care for them, that's wrong. Well, how many of us do all of that with God? And so in examining what Jesus is saying here, he's beginning to deal with the nation of Israel, and he's saying, okay, this is a heart issue, and it's a heart problem, and you need to examine your heart, and you need to get your heart right, and your heart needs to be focused on God, and the love needs to be expressed to God, and all of the things that you say that you want to the Lord, to do with the Lord, you actually need to really want to do them because of the love you have for Him, and not just go through the motions, and realize how that impacts every area of our life in all that we do, because we desire to be conformed to His image. We desire to please Him. We desire to be with Him. We desire to hear from Him. And we desire to uphold and uplift His name and bring glory to Him and honor to His character. These are just some brief things to help us understand what it is that are to be the marks of love in our lives as Christians. We're to do these things on a day-to-day basis if we truly love Jesus. Let's just close in prayer, Lord. I pray that you'd help us to understand these truths, and Lord, help us to apply these truths to our lives. This we'd ask in Jesus' name. Amen.